بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، وما بعد. كتاب اللباس، باب استحباب الثوب الأبيض وجواز الأحمر والأخضر والأصفر والأسود وجوازه من قطن وكتان وشعر وصوف وغيرها إلا الحرير. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. قال تعالى: وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم. صدق الله العظيم. We introduced this chapter some time back, so just to recap, after the book which deals with the etiquettes of eating, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought a new main heading, Kitabul Libas. This is the book which deals with dressing, in other words, Islamic dressing. The first subheading which he brings under that is the desirability of choosing white clothing. However, he clarifies in the heading that this will not mean that the other colors are not permissible. In fact, it will be permissible to wear red clothing, green clothing, yellow clothing, black clothing, and permissible to wear clothing that is made out of cotton or hair or wool or other types of material. إلا الحرير. However, there is an exclusion. It will not be permissible to wear clothing made out of silk. This was briefly touched upon in the previous chapter, wherein we found the impermissibility of using utensils for eating that are made out of gold or silver. And the prohibition of silk, obviously, as we mentioned at that time, applies to males. Females will be allowed to wear clothing that is made out of silk. Males also not permissible, but there are exemptions if a person has suffered from some skin condition that absolutely necessitates that, or in the time of war. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, as is his wont, he brings the verse of the Quran, very, very interesting verse. We started the discussion some time back, but we'll just touch on a few issues which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse. This verse, the context of it, refers to the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, the first two human beings, the father of humanity, and the famous incident of Adam alayhi salam being expelled from Jannah. Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala had prohibited Adam alayhi salam from partaking of the fruit of a certain tree in Jannah. Shaitan obviously deceived Adam alayhi salam. It is our aqidah, our belief, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are exempt, are protected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from committing guna or sin. So it would be incorrect for us to say that Adam alayhi salam sinned. In this context, Adam alayhi salam, Quran clarifies this, that fanasiya, he forgot, and he made a mistake. The effect of partaking of that fruit is the important issue, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. And in the verse that follows this verse, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا. Very, very important lesson we learn from this expression of the Quran. I touched on it previously, but why I say very, very important is in the current context in which we are living. We are living in an environment of shamelessness, what we call behayai. Today, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran what is the purpose of putting on clothes. one of the very, very great objectives and purpose, maqsad, of clothing is to cover yourself. Today, unfortunately, society, there is this mindset that wear clothing, rather than it being a cover, the idea is wear clothing so it screams out, look at me. The object of clothing is not for people to be looking at you, particularly masturat. The idea of clothing is to cover yourself, to conceal yourself. It is a protection. Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ Let shaitan not deceive you. لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ There is great emphasis in this. Don't fall into the trap of shaitan. And what does Allah refer to? كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ Just as he deceived your parents and he took them out of Jannah. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ And then Allahu Akbar. Look at Quran. What is Allah Ta'ala speaking of? The entire humanity being deprived of Jannat. The father and mother, Abul Bashar and Ummul Bashar, expelled from Jannah. What a great loss. And yet what does Quran highlight? Allah Ta'ala could have said, as he took your parents out of Jannah, don't let shaitan deceive you. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ As he took your parents out of Jannah, you lost out on the palaces, you lost out on the fruit, you lost out on the bounties. Yet, what does Quran highlight? What did you actually lose out? What was the great loss? يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا Shaitan caused them to lose their libas, their clothing. They were made naked. This is such a great azab from Allah Ta'ala. Such a great loss to humanity. By covering up and protecting one's chastity, this is Allah Ta'ala is highlighting what a great blasphemy, what a great dag, what a great stain it is on the dignity of a human being to lose his covering or clothing and to become naked. And today we are living in a society where somehow or the other nakedness, shamelessness is viewed as something of dignity and honor. In other words, we've turned it around completely. Such a dangerous environment we are living in. So, Imam Nawawi Rahimullah brings this as the first introduction verses about the importance of covering oneself. Ya Bani Adam, O humanity, O Ibn Adam, O insan. Allah is not addressing Muslims, Allah is addressing human beings. Because human beings, your nature is to cover yourself. No human being who is properly a human being and not an animal. Even a person, if he is in a dark room alone and if he is naked, he will feel his nature will not allow him to remain naked. He will want to cover himself. Even if it means take a blanket, put it over himself. Human beings, insaniyat demands that you cover yourself. So, Ya Bani Adam, O insan, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا أَنزَلْنَا is the word Allah uses for Quran. We sent it down. In the same way Allah says, قَدْ, emphasis, أَنزَلْنَا We send down عَلَيْكُمْ upon you clothing. So, this ulama ikram will translate, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا, the closest English translation, we bestowed upon you, we blessed you. This is ta'zim, this is the honor of clothing. Why? Libas, yuwari sawatikum. Because with clothing, you are able to cover up your private parts. Sawatikum, we dealt with the actual meaning of it. In other words, that part of the body which the uncovering of which is taken by nature as bad or shameful. So in other words, the objective of clothing, one is to hide, to cover, to conceal your private parts, warisha. And another great benefit Allah Ta'ala has given us in clothing is that it is a form of beauty, of adornment, of decency, which is obviously the objective of beauty. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ And then Allah Ta'ala speaks of a second type of clothing, what we call ma'navi, in other words, symbolic clothing. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى, the clothing of taqwa, the clothing of piety, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, this is better for you. So one is external clothing, physical clothing, through that you will cover your private parts. And over and above that, we have given you adornment, concealment, we have given you beautification in that. And the second great benefit, and second type of clothing, libasu taqwa, the clothing of taqwa, the clothing of piety. Allah Ta'ala says, this is better for you. In other words, this is ishara, that the road to taqwa and piety is to cover yourself. Shaitan's first attack on you, to take you away from taqwa, to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be to encourage you to not cover yourself, to reveal yourself. This culture of nakedness, this culture of shamelessness, is an attack at the very essence of decency, the very essence of insaniyat. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, Allah Ta'ala says, this is better for you. There is a riwayat, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anuma narrates, عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that when someone wears a new outfit, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in essence, are a tafsir and a commentary of the Qur'an. So you look at this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and weigh it in the light of this verse of the Qur'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wear a new outfit, recite this dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu fi hayati. Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu fi hayati. All praise is due to Allah. I thank Allah. I profess my gratitude to Allah, who has given me this clothing to wear. And what is the benefit mentioned in the dua? Ma uwari bihi awrati, by which I may cover my shamefulness, by which I may cover my private parts, wa atajammalu fi hayati, and by which I may get beauty in my life. So the two things that the Quran mentions are found in this hadith. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا, we have sent clothing down to you, by which you are able to cover your shamefulness, and by